All right, 6 years in this league. It's not the first time you've had to come in in a big spot early in the game, but when your number's called and you have to go out there, what's going through your mind to, you know, kind of get out there and have to be the guy in the slot the rest of the game?
First, you know, everything is moving kind of fast because you're really not, you know, expected to, you know, for Taren to go down one and then just be thrown in a game like that. I was in the game plan for another, you know, circumstance, but just trying to come in, just do my job, read my keys. At first, it kind of goes fast. You know, everything's kind of moving fast, but it starts to slow down, you know, with time, with the reps and stuff like that. So that's really what I'm trying to do, just try to slow it down and then just read my keys.
Was the other circumstance the third safety? Because it looked like Jamarcus was coming in that circumstance.
Yeah, we was playing a little bit dime this week, so just coming in, playing a lot of man and stuff like that. So that was going to be my road.
So saying that, what does it say about Jamarcus and his ability to also adapt to that new role?
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to be able to, you know, play whatever they need you to be, you know, in an emergency situation. So I'm glad he came in, did what he was supposed to do, stepped up, made some big plays, man, and helped us win this game.
You've been in situations like this before. Yeah. You're prepared to go in at any point and shine like you did today.
Yeah, I try to. I try my best. You know, I just try to go out there and just try to play my game and just try to help the team win. You know, it's just not about me. Other 10 guys on the field are doing their job, and I have to do my job as well to make that play work.
As a team, you want everything to go smoothly every single game. Right. But is there any benefit to going through adversity out the gate here in the opener and then overcoming it for a win?
I mean, you're going to go through adversity period, you know, throughout the season. So, I mean, you got it early. We got it week one, but I'm sure we get it again probably week two, maybe week three. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be some ups and downs, but we stay together, keep playing as a team. We should be okay.
Take me through that final drive. Especially in the third down, were you guys expecting a run to James to set up the final fourth down and then the final play? Take me through that.
No, I didn't. I don't think we were expecting a run. I think we were still thinking pass. I think it was what, 39, maybe 38. So, yeah, we were thinking, everybody was thinking pass. So to see them do that run there and then how we stopped them so quick like that is kudos to our D-line and our linebackers for playing it.
Sean, a couple days ago, was like, when he was answering a question about you, he's like, he's our Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
I mean, do you kind of lean into that, knowing that you can do all these different things?
100%. That's why I'm here. So I'm here. That's why I have a job, man. Try to play all four core special teams, nickel, dime, safety. Whatever you need me to do, I try to do it to the best of my ability. I've been in the system for 6 years now, so I know the ins and outs of it. Whatever I got to do to help my team win is what I'm going to do.
I know you've seen Josh go airborne before, but what are you thinking this time as he's launching at the goal line?
It surprised me every time. But, you know, he's just such a big guy, athletic guy. So it's hard. It's hard to, you know, stay upright, because if you stay upright, he's going to run you over. You have to go low, so you're not expecting the hurdle. But it's always awesome to see that, you know, your quarterback being able to lay out for you for the team is always a confidence booster for, you know, everybody.
First, this early in the season to play a Thursday night game this quickly, take us through the next, I don't know, 48 hours and what it's going to be like for you personally and as a team.
Getting the body right quick. A lot of nicks and bruises, and then just try to watch as much film as possible. You know, quick turnaround. I think we fly out probably Wednesday morning. So, yeah, just try to watch as much tape as possible. I'm pretty sure the game plan will probably be kind of simple just because we have a quick turnaround. We can't scout a lot of looks. But, you know, we've been playing Miami twice a year, every year. So we know what they do. They know what we do. We just try to play be us and then play our ball, and we should be okay.